KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two bodyguards have died in a shooting at the municipal offices in Richards Bay.
We heard multiple gunshots. Upon realization, we discovered that the two bodyguards that are employed here that were in Loggerhead apparently had a conflict, and one attacked the other, shot them multiple times, tried to leave the building, but then another bodyguard who witnessed what has happened shot the one that was trying to run away.
Umhlathuze spokesperson Bongani Gina says the protectors were on the mayor and city manager's security details.
We thought it was just a normal work conflict. The mayor and the CM were trying to intervene, ask them to have meetings. And in fact, today, they were going to have a meeting with the deputy city manager of community services, who is also responsible for security, to resolve that differences that then unfortunately the incident happened.
Kina says they're all shocked by what's happened this morning.
The mayor is meeting the two families. Both families are here right now. The sister from Tattoos and the councillors and the speaker and the city manager are all having a meeting with both families. I would like to send condolences to the involved family. We believe these conflicts would have been better resolved in a more amicable way than the roads that it has taken.
Police are still at the scene and will investigate the circumstances leading to the shooting. A legal expert says neither the ANC nor the MK party can lay claim to the name and logo of Umkhonto we Sizwe. Yesterday, the ANC took the new party to the Durban High Court, arguing it's stolen its trademarks and symbols. The ruling party believes voters could be confused by the similarities in the logos of the two parties. Judgment has been reserved. Karen Kitchen, a specialist intellectual property attorney and trademark practitioner, says both parties have not registered trademark rights for the logo of a warrior brandishing a spear and shield.
There are quite a few issues at play, but just based on the pure trademark comparison of these logos and words, obviously they are identical trademarks or confusingly similar. You know, the logos are, they're not identical, but it could create potential confusion amongst voters and the general public in South Africa.
And the Durban University of Technology has warned students planning illegal protests that there will be consequences. This week, a group of students took part in a demonstration outside the Indumiso campus in Pietermaritzburg, which the institution says was unlawful. It was apparently prompted by the circulation of an anonymous memorandum claiming to represent various societies and clubs in the Midlands. The SRC said it knew nothing about the memo and added that it did not support the protests. DUT has told Newswatch classes were temporarily suspended due to the protest. They resumed yesterday. Durban, a high of 26 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 27. The top story, two bodyguards have died in a shooting at the municipal offices in Richards Bay. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.